This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msbnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
We take it to Tuscaloosa. Nick Saban.
Well, I think we did some really good things in this last game at South Carolina. Players played hard. Tough circumstance, tough game on the road. You know, offensively, we created a lot of explosive plays and took care of the ball, didn't turn the ball over. Things we can improve on. You know, a couple times we, you know, didn't take advantage of opportunities in the red zone. But I think we made significant improvement, and I think that needs to really be the focus for our entire team. You know, defensively, you know, we played well at times, but, you know, we made some mental errors that allowed them to, you know, keep possession of the ball, which is not a good thing, but made some big red area stops that, you know, kept them off the board, got a couple turnovers. But I think there's a lot of things that we can improve on, and the number one thing is we got way too many penalties. We shot ourselves in the foot on both sides of the ball, which really hurt. I thought special teams was a real plus for us in this game. Did a great job in kickoff coverage. Did a pretty good job of negating their return game in every way. And you know, I thought that was a positive for us. I think, you know, our focus needs to be on, all right, here's what we're doing well. Here's the things we need to improve on, and we really got to go to work on that. But there's three intangible things that we got to make sure we're getting from all the players that play, no matter who they are or what team, all right, that you're playing to a level of toughness, you're giving a level of effort to the standard that we need it, and we're playing with the discipline that we need to execute. And a lot of these penalties that we got in this game, you know, were unforced errors, you know, jumping off sides, you know, things like that, critical situations, not substituting correctly on defense. I mean, we cannot put ourselves in those positions. Third and 10 is a whole lot different than third and five. So you get an offsides or whatever, and it makes it third and five, and they hit a big play because you're playing different kind of coverages. So, you know, I think we're playing a team this week that's a very explosive team in Southern Miss. They score a lot of points. They do a lot of things on offense that obviously, you know, they're in the top 10 in the country or whatever in pass offense, 347 yards a game. It's because they got good skill players. They got a good scheme. They dish the ball all over the perimeter, make you, you know, play in space all the time, which we need to do a good job of. The quarterback does a good job of executing. Defensively, you know, they're very active, you know, on defense, try to create a lot of stunning and moving. And this is one of the most explosive teams that we've played on special teams. This returner, number two, it is a punt return for a touchdown, two kickoff returns for touchdowns already this season. And they're ranked nationally, you know, in all those areas. So this is not a time for us to be thinking that we don't have to prepare well and work to focus on the things that we need to do to play well in our preparation for, you know, this game. So we need to go to work on that. From an injury standpoint, you know, LeBryan Ray is probably out for sure for this game. We're doing some further testing to see, you know, what the situation is with his foot. But it's undetermined right now as to how long he may be out.
There's a lot of talk about speed and route running with receivers, but how do you guys develop the hand strength for catching footballs with the receivers?
Well, you know, I mean, we do a lot of things in the weight room to try to develop strength in all parts of the body, which includes hand strength. But, you know, guys have good hands because they have good hands. And obviously, we want them to use the proper technique in catching the ball, having their good hand placement, good hand selection on how you're going to catch a ball, and look it in and tuck it, which our guys do a pretty good job of. And most of the time when you do have drops, it comes down to one of those things, you know, poor hand selection or you don't look the ball in. So, but, you know, we're just fortunate that we have some guys that are very explosive and they have very good hands.
We saw Slade Bolden behind center and then also make a key tackle in special teams. Just what is his versatility at your team and how has he progressed from last season?
Well, he's a core special teams guy that has really developed nicely for us, and he's done a really good job in that regard. He also was a high school quarterback who we just thought, you know, maybe there's, you know, something that we could utilize him in short yardage, and he does a good job of that. And every time we play a running quarterback, you know, he's the scout team quarterback for us doing all these kind of things. So there's something that we thought we could take advantage of, but he's done a nice job at receiver as well. So we're pleased with his development.
To stay on Slade with that Wildcat package that he was in, you used other specialty packages. How are those installed? Is that a week by week, or do you put those in the preseason? And how much does this roster allow you to have a lot of options with those?
Well, I think you want to feature the players that you have. So if you have players that are capable of doing something, you know, we'll ask them to do it, which Slade can in this case. We usually decide, you know, how we want to do short yardage from week to week, even though you have some basic things that you always do. If there's some specialty thing that can create an advantage, you obviously want to try to do that in you know, game planning. And I do think that when you have diversity and players that can do multiple things, whether you're playing offense, defense, or special teams, it always enhances your chances of, you know, scheming things that could help you be successful.
Coach, for whatever reason, the punting has still been inconsistent in the games. And as you mentioned, they have the number one punt returner in the country coming in. Do you look at things differently? How do you approach that?
Well, you know, we got to get better execution. I mean, I don't care which guy's punted. We haven't. The thing about both guys is they're very capable, and they do a really good job of punting in the game. So we don't have anybody else to punt besides one of those two guys, or we could go for it on every fourth down. That's our options. So one of those two guys have to punt, or we go for it on fourth down every time. So how do we approach it differently? We got to get those guys to execute, and they're capable of executing. And they've done a really good job of doing it in practice. We just have not seen it in the game. You know, how you drop the ball is very important to how you punt. And almost every punt we've had in a game so far, the guy drops the ball inside. So you're going to kick the ball low, and not with good placement. So it's something that we definitely need to improve on. That would be on the list of things that we need to improve.
With some of the injuries along the front seven, LeBryan being the latest, what is your level of comfort having to play so many younger guys up front?
Well, I think, you know, we got to work hard with those guys to get them to play well. You know, there's no substitute for experience. There's no question about that. And we do have a lot of young guys playing in the front seven. But the challenge for us as coaches is, you know, to try to teach those guys. And I think if those guys could really get comfortable with the basics and the basic fundamentals, then their ability to adapt, you know, in a game or when different things come up, they're going to be able to adjust better. But, you know, you really can't coach experience into players. You can just try to teach them how to do things. And as they get more repetitions, hopefully they're going to improve and develop confidence. And, you know, that's our goal with each and every one of those guys.
What did you see from Patrick Surtain, and how valuable is he that he can play in multiple positions, moving back out to cornerback?
Well, Patrick played, you know, very well in the game. You know, I think that he does give us some flexibility as to whether we play him at corner or we play him at star. We have a couple guys that have some diversity in the secondary this year, which is very helpful. You know, but the focus with that group is, you know, we didn't do a great job on the perimeter. We got to do a better job taking on blocks. We got to do a better job getting off blocks. We can't give up one for one on the perimeter, and we got to tackle better. That's the whole group. All right, so that's something that we need to focus on and improve, because we'll get a lot of those opportunities again this week.
Just wondering if you had an update on the plan with Will linebacker this week.
Well, what's changed? I mean, you know, we got number 8, number 10. And, you know, well, there's no plan right now as to see how guys work out in practice. And if they do well, we'll play the guy that we think that can do the best job in the game.
Coach, how significant is the mental aspect of field goal kicking? And is it something that you kind of communicate with your guys that y'all work on behind the scenes, not so much the physical aspect, but the mental aspect?
Well, I think it's critical. You know, I think you got to be able to go in there and focus on, you know, that particular shot, almost like golf. You know, it's this guy has to have, as a field goal kicker, you know, to me, you have to have kind of a sniper mentality. You're going to take one shot, and you got to make that shot work, and you got to be able to stay focused on, you know, the basic things that are the benchmarks of what's going to help you be able to execute the best. And, you know, Will's very, very capable. You know, I'm sure he's disappointed that he missed a field goal, and I'm sure he's disappointed that he missed an extra point in the last game. I kicked very well the game before. But we're very confident that as he gets opportunities, he's going to develop more and more confidence in himself. But he's very capable, and this is a case where, you know, he's a good hitter. If he misses a couple and strikes out, we're just going to have to stay with him and keep supporting him because he's very capable. All right, thank you.
That is Nick Saban, his press conference brought to us each week by Benton Automotive Group, their newest Chevrolet store in Gunnersville, as well as Nissan stores in Bessemer, Oxford, and Hoover. Benton Auto Group, your friend in the car business.
This is Three Man Front.